Now that the great necessity of the liberation through hearing has been taught in this way, it will be shown how the bardo of the wrathful deities appears. Calling the dead person three times by name, one should say these words: O child of noble family, listen without distraction. Although the bardo of the peaceful deities has already appeared, you did not recognize, so you have wandered further on to hear. Now on the eighth day, the blood-drinking, wrathful deities will appear. Recognize them without being distracted. O child of noble family, he who is called glorious great Buddha Haruka will emerge from within your own brain and appear before you actually and clearly. His body is wine-colored, with three heads, six arms, and four legs spread wide apart. The right face is white, the left one red, and the center one wine-colored. His body blazes like a mass of light. His nine eyes gaze into yours with a wrathful expression. His eyebrows are like flashes of lightning. His teeth gleam like copper. He laughs aloud with shouts of ah la la and ha ha and sends out loud whistling noises of shoo. His red-gold hair flies upwards blazing. His heads are crowned with dried skulls and the sun and moon. His body is garlanded with black serpents and fresh skulls. His six hands hold a wheel in the first hand on the right, an axe in the middle, and a sword in the last, a bell in the first on the left, a plowshare in the middle, and a skull cup in the last. His consort Buddha, Krodishvari, embraces his body, with her right hand clasped around his neck and her left hand holding a skull full of blood to his mouth. He sends out loud palatal sounds and roaring sounds of thunder. Flames of wisdom shoot out from between the blazing vajra hairs of his body. He stands on a throne supported by Garudas, with one pair of legs bent and the other stretched out. Do not be afraid of him. Do not be terrified. Do not be bewildered. Recognize him as the form of your own mind. He is your Yidam, so do not be afraid. He is really Blessed Vairochana with his consort, so do not fear. Recognition and liberation are simultaneous. When this is said, he will recognize the Yidam and, merging inseparably with it, become a Buddha in the Sambhogakaya.